Scott Patrick has to join us. He covers the Browns for the Chronicle Telegram, brownszone.com, where you can read all of Scott's work. And he joins us now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Scott.
What's going on, guys?
So riddle me this one.
So you looked lonely and depressed yesterday sitting in the press box. I just want you to know that.
Aw.
Lonely?
Yeah, you look.
All my friends with me, Andy.
You were working hard, that's why. And I was like, I think he's depressed in what he's writing. And so I didn't want to bother you. You were in the zone.
Well, that could be true.
So
it took me forever.
So riddle me this. It's only three games. I've gone both ways here today. Reality, it's only three games. They're 1-2. A lot of football to go. Offensive line is messed up, injured, not playing well. I'm assuming they'll get that fixed and move forward. No reason to scream like crazy. However, you're among the league worst in every passing category, except pass attempts, where you're third. Scott, can you shed any light on that for me?
Well, I don't want to jump too many conclusions about the 1-2 start. Obviously, it's not good, and they have a bunch of problems to fix. And it starts offensively. And it's how do you protect Watson? How do you get him to make quicker decisions and the right decisions to get the ball out of his hand? I didn't think he was bad yesterday. He missed some throws. And when it comes down to a one-possession game, some of those throws matter. I think of the one where Elijah Moore was running down the seam in the third quarter and Watson overthrew him and knew he missed him and kind of pounded his thighs with his fist because it could have been a touchdown. I find it hard to put too much blame on Watson when the protection just hasn't been there. And I'm sure he's part of that, but it's hard to play quarterback when you're running around and you're getting hit 17 times a game. So I think that's where it starts, and it's going to be harder to fix when, you know, who knows, is Wyatt Teller done for the season? You know, DeJuan Jones did not look right yesterday, and they're counting on him to play right tackle. Jed Wills left. James Hudson left. So they're going to have to figure that out. I think they can figure that out, but it's three games in, and they haven't. And it's not just guys getting beat one-on-one. It's they're not identifying where some of the pressures are coming from. And I think that starts with quarterback, and that leads to the overall struggles on offense.
I don't know. I'm looking at this offensive line, and we're talking about all the MRIs that are supposed to happen. I guess in the back of my mind, I'm like, I hope the five guys that play offensive line can turn into what we saw from the Guardians rotation, where we didn't know who anybody was. We're at the point now where we would have never figured out who would be in this rotation for the Guardians. Now I don't know who's going to be in the rotation on that offensive line moving forward. How do you go out and fix that quickly?
Yeah, well, it's not easy to do. We saw last year, I mean, they were down their top, four out of their top five tackles had season-ending injuries last year. So they finished the year with, you know, James Hudson and Jerron Christian playing tackle for them. So you can do it, but you have to get creative. You have to be really on point. You have to have great plans. You have to help with your tight ends. Like, there's a way to get around not having the best offensive lineman out there. And we see it in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's missing offensive linemen, and they're 3-0. Like, it can be done. It's not easy. And what makes it more difficult for the Browns is even when their guys are healthy, and they've had four out of five guys for the most part, right? For two-plus games, they had four of their five starting guys. And it still hasn't been good. The protection still hasn't been good enough. So they're not starting from a good point. They're starting from a poor point, and then they might be down multiple more starters. So it's not going to be easy. I don't think that will sink the season for them or should sink the season for them, even if they're without whoever on that line. I think you can figure things out, but it's going to be difficult, and they're probably going to have to go outside if these injuries turn out to be serious. They're going to have to go outside the roster because they just don't have enough guys on the practice squad and on the active roster to get them through. They're going to need reinforcements if multiple guys are going to miss, you know, long-term.
Scott Patrick joining us, and he's going to be at Kevin Stefanski's press conference 12:30. We'll hear Scott ask questions right here on 92.3 The Fan. This team runs the ball fairly well, Scott. And offensive linemen will always tell you they prefer run blocking to pass blocking. The pass blocking's having issues. Why only, 12 carries to the running backs yesterday?
Yeah, I don't know, Jeff. It feels like when they lose that's what we wind up talking about.
Yeah.
And right in Jacksonville, it was...
But it's common. When they don't run the ball, they seem to lose.
Yeah. Well, in Jacksonville, there was a concerted effort to come out and run the ball and establish the run. Now, I don't know if they looked at the Giants' defense and said, we're not going to be able to run the ball, or they said, we will be able to throw the ball, and that's what the game plan was. But, I'm looking at the first half stats, and, they only rushed 7 times. Now, we've had this discussion plenty of times. They also had 7 yards on those 7 carries.
That's true.
So if you're a play caller, are you incentivized to go back to the run when you're getting 1 yard a carry? It makes it difficult. So they didn't run it well early. They didn't run it enough. They weren't getting first downs. If you look at the drive chart, it's not like they were stacking first downs, so they didn't have a ton of opportunities to run the ball. But for them to be at their best, I think, at least for now, they're going to have a better balance. They can't be this team that just spreads it out with 4 and 5 wides and throws it 40 times a game. And I know this is a small sample size, but I feel like through 3 weeks we've learned that, is they need a balance, and that takes pressure off the offensive line. It takes pressure off Deshaun Watson from feeling like they have to do everything. And you're 100% right. I mean, just in normal conversation with Whiteheller or Joe Batonio, whoever it is, they talk all the time about how much they'd rather run the ball, right? Because it puts them in a better spot than
they're on the attack.
Their heels. And it's just a tough spot to be asked to block these outstanding defensive lines, which you see every week 40 times a game.
How concerned are we with Myles Garrett?
Yeah, to me, that's a big one. We just talked about how I think they can figure it out with the offensive line. I don't know if there's a way to figure it out without Myles Garrett. I think he's that important to this team. I mean, if he were to miss any stretch of time, and hopefully we have some more clarity on that today. Kevin Stefanski said he was going to get an MRI. Myles is talking about not only both feet, but it's leading to him compensating and his rest of his legs are hurting, and then you watch some of the plays and he got banged into. So, are there other injuries now? He was it took him forever to get up that one time. They needed help to the sideline, but then he comes back in the game. So, I know he's going to play if he can. And, I think people have stopped giving Myles Garrett a hard time, like fans, right? Fans are so hard on him for a long time. I thought unfairly. I think that has stopped, and probably winning NFL Defensive Player of the Year helps. But the guy doesn't miss games. He missed one game for an injury after his rookie year. Right, he had some injuries his rookie year. Since the start of 2018, he's missed one game because of injuries, and that was after that car accident. And then he came back the week later, and he was still banged up, but he kept playing. So if he can be out there, he will. But sometimes you can't. The injuries are too bad. And if that's the case, then Jim Schwartz is going to have to blitz more because they're not going to be able to generate the same pressure that they do with Myles Garrett.
Scott Petrak joining us, Chronicle Telegram, BrownZone.com. You hit Cedric Tillman between the numbers.
Yeah.
And that was a nice pass by Deshaun. I thought he made some nice passes yesterday. Amari Cooper made some great catches on some nice passes. Where's the wide receiver crew in your mind, or is that something, Scott, that we can't even evaluate now because of the other issues?
And I think you can evaluate it, and it was a big step for Amari Cooper, and I thought he would return to the Amari Cooper. Right? I didn't think he had turned 30 and, fallen off a cliff. I thought he had 2 bad games, and yesterday was what Amari Cooper looks like, and that's a great sign. And you're right, Watson made some really nice throws to him. Cooper made some unbelievable catches along the sideline where, he's able to control his body and get his feet in bounds. Nice. Right? He looked fine.
Yep.
I think Jerry Jeudy's fine is your number two. Didn't have a big game yesterday, but had the 2-point conversion. He's shown up throughout the first 3 games. I think he's fine. The concern is, Cedric Tillman drops that ball late and just isn't getting a lot of catches. And he's out there a bunch, but he's not having a lot of production. I feel the same way about Elijah Moore. And they need one of those guys to emerge. And, you know, they miss David Njoku. And when David Njoku comes back, that helps the passing game. You consider him as a receiver. But I think for Watson in this passing offense to be anywhere close to what they think it can be, it's up to Tillman or Moore to show up and start producing.
I kind of want to go back to the offense here for a second. Just how much of the play calling do you think is actual, like, live in-game play calling, and how much of it is analytics saying we need to do this? And I think the only reason I'm asking that is because analytics said go for two because you increased your opportunity to win by 8% during the game. And now I'm like, you know, we're sitting here, and Jeff, and it kind of just hit me because Jeff keeps talking about, why are we passing? Why are we passing? Why are we passing? And I'm just wondering how much of this is influenced by analytics. I mean, is Kevin calling the play or is analytics calling the play?
No, I think it's Kevin, especially like during the game. I don't think anybody's in Kevin's ear saying this is the time to pass the ball. Now, I think they have organizational, philosophical discussions, and they're on the same page that the way to win in today's NFL is to throw it a bunch, and that, you know, there's data that proves that. So I think he enters a game or enters a season thinking, yeah, this is who we want to be. This is the right plan, the right blueprint. But I think when it's second and two, I don't think he's got that in the back of his head. I think he calls the play that he thinks they're better off calling. But, you know, there's different game plans that are more slanted toward the run and more slanted toward the pass. And yesterday was certainly slanted toward the pass. And, you know, and then we know how it goes. You get down 14 points and you're not moving the ball. You got to throw more. You go hurry up, all those things. And that skews it. But, yeah, I don't think – yeah, I mean, I think Kevin Stefanski is his own guy and he's calling his own plays.
All right, Scott, get ready for the press conference. We look forward to hearing your questions. And thank you as always, bud.
And B, are you going to Vegas?
I am.
Oh, dude, be careful.
And are you leaving early?
We're worried about you.
No, I wish I could leave early. I'm not leaving early.
We need to make that happen. Who do we need to call? Hey, the guys on the fan want to have me on early to promote the paper. Is there any way I can go on early? That's what you should say.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Good idea.
I'll make the most of that one night out there.
There you go.
Have fun.
See you, buddy. Thank you.
Guys.
Scott Petrek, Chronicle Telegram, BrownsZone.com. Read all of Scott's work there. He joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.